At zoos and animal sanctuaries around the country, there's growing debate over the care of elephants. For decades, animal rights activists have argued the world's largest land mammals don't belong in captivity. Now, a dispute over the fate of two elephants in Detroit has led to a bitter fight between zoo officials and the American Zoo Association. Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports.
Detroit Zoo Director Ron Kagan is standing in freezing rain outside the elephant enclosure and shivering beneath his thick winter coat. Weather like this, he says, is the reason why the zoo's two Asian elephants need to move south. Kagan says his staff believes elephants don't thrive in captivity, especially in cold climates like Michigan's.
We just decided that no matter what we did, we weren't ever going to be able to change the weather here, and therefore we were always going to end up compromising their well-being, and we're just not prepared to do that.
Kagan announced this spring that he plans to send both animals to a sanctuary in a warmer climate. The Humane Society of the U.S. says this is the first time a major American zoo has decided to give up its elephants solely on ethical grounds. Elephants are a major attraction at most zoos, and the controversy over their captivity is growing. In recent years, seven other zoos have chosen to end their elephant programs. Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo is under tremendous pressure to retire its remaining elephants after a female died prematurely in October. Two elephants at the San Francisco Zoo also died this year due to what were called captivity-induced problems. The two remaining there suffer from foot and joint ailments. This weekend, San Francisco Zoo officials transferred one animal to an elephant sanctuary in Northern California, and the other is scheduled to soon follow. The sanctuary is one of two in the country and has more acreage than all U.S. zoos combined. The elephants there are never chained or forced to stand on concrete floors. Robert Jenkins, director of animal care at the San Francisco Zoo, says elephants in the wild walk between 30 and 50 miles a day. He hopes the sanctuary's wide-open spaces will reduce his elephants' painful arthritis.
Our veterinary staff is going to continue to monitor their health to see if, in fact, those issues are reversed with these two animals.
The American Zoo Association doesn't want San Francisco to send its elephants to the sanctuary, and the zoo could lose its accreditation. Without an AZA stamp of approval, the zoo may not be able to exchange animals with other accredited facilities. While elephants are immensely popular at zoos, Raylan Smith of the group In Defense of Animals says they suffer greatly in captivity. She argues that zoo visitors need to know that most captive elephants are unhealthy.
They don't understand that the elephants they're seeing are incredibly sick elephants. These are elephants that are suffering from digestive problems, reproductive problems.
American Zoo Association guidelines for elephant care require a minimum of 1,800 square feet, about the size of six parking spaces. The AZA also allows keepers to use training tools like metal hooks and electric prods, and there are no restrictions on climate conditions. Ron Kagan of the Detroit Zoo says those guidelines need to be updated. But the AZA disagrees. The National Association of Zoo Directors has declined to comment on the dispute over Detroit's elephants, but it has directed that both animals be sent to the Columbus Zoo in Ohio. The issue is complicated by the fact that one of the elephants belongs to the San Antonio Zoo. That zoo's director, Steve McCusker, says elephants seem to do just fine in chilly weather.
I think that there are a lot of institutions that are in colder climates, several in Canada. Portland has bred 17 or 18 animals. I think it's a care husbandry management issue rather than necessarily a cold climate issue.
Ron Kagan says zoos do a lot of wonderful conservation work, and many animals flourish in captivity. But he says that's just not true for elephants.
We've managed elephants for a very long time, and frankly, elephants have never thrived in zoo environments.
The Detroit Zoo has exhausted its appeals, but Kagan seems determined the elephants will never make that trip to Ohio. In the meantime, the animals are bracing for another Detroit winter as zoo professionals across the country prepare for a fight over their well-being. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.